The Traveler's Journal, July 28th, with the reminder that one catches more flights with honey than vinegar. One fact about travel these days is that it creates close quarters among complete strangers, and close encounters of the annoying kind. When elbow room and time schedules get tight, it's easy for impatience to erupt into air rage. That's when manners matter most. Travel etiquette, like any other variety, is based on consideration of others. You may be gouged by a seatmate's elbow or gag on another diner's cigar smoke. Remember, most likely that elbow was accidental. You can protect your privacy in cramped quarters with a book, portable PC, or a pair of headphones. Building a wall of concentration is better than being curt. And if it's you who feels the need to be chatty, heed any walls your seatmate may erect. Basic respect for people is always an essential ingredient. It will help you avoid offending anyone's sense of touch, hearing, or fairness, and go a long way toward protecting you against incidents of air rage and even faux pas in foreign countries. Finally, remember most interpersonal hassles can be resolved, but inconveniences such as delayed flights and lost luggage are realities in every traveler's life. Learn how to take them in stride. After all, the secret to travel happiness is the same as happiness of any kind. It depends far less on where you eventually arrive than on how much you are able to enjoy yourself along the way. So relax and try to enjoy the journey. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.